Well, that is my cue and your cue that this is 4:30 on Wednesdays, and that means it is broad appeal here on the Maggie Dawn Show. And by broad appeal, I mean women electeds and other political leaders across our state, because women as electeds make it better always, whether from the left or the right, and they have broad appeal. And I'm really excited to be joined by State Senator Jody Habish-Sinkin of Senate District 8 for today's installment of Broad Appeal. Welcome to the show, Senator.
Thank you so much, Maggie. I've really been looking forward to it.
I'm so glad that we can have you. A lot to talk about, but let folks get to know you a little bit better. What brought you into electoral politics? Why do you stay, especially in these times where things are so fractured and difficult?
What brought me in, it was as much of a surprise to me, actually, as to many other people. I've been a longtime environmental attorney, policy wonk, academic, and I had been waiting and waiting and waiting for initiatives and policy things that we've been working really hard for to make its way through the legislature, and they were stuck and going nowhere fast. And I thought to myself, if I really want to live to see the change happen, I need to get part of it. So that's really what made me jump in a few years ago.
I think that as we have done this segment over a long time now, what I routinely and consistently hear from women, especially those that have stepped into either be candidates or become elected officials, is that precise moment of clarity that comes whether you see a need within your community that's not being addressed by our elected leaders, or a specific issue where someone has been quite motivated and involved, as you were, State Senator Habish-Sinkin, and nothing's happening. And folks say, enough is enough, I need to get involved. Let's talk a little bit about some of the environmental legislation that you have been championing, that's a tough one to say, in your time as a state senator. What are some of the pieces of legislation that you think are really critical to the health and well-being of Wisconsin's economy and our families?
Absolutely. Just last week, I introduced the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Reauthorization Bill, which we'd been working on for months before that, building community with stakeholders, with organizations around the state and other legislators across the aisle, because it is a program that is singularly popular in Wisconsin. It has a recent statewide poll has it as over 90% favorable, which in these days and times is, I can't think of anything that's comparable to that level of popularity. And unfortunately, it did not get funded in the budget that passed this early July. So it was something that we really wanted to make sure would move forward. And we introduced a bill because the Republican bill that was introduced, while in good faith, has a particular oversight mechanism which would make the program impractical and not be able to serve its function.
So I want to get to what that element is, but let's level set for all of our listeners, State Senator. What is the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program? When was it created? What is it its purposes, in case some of our folks aren't familiar with it?
Absolutely. I jumped right in there. It is a program that was created by Governor Tommy Thompson. It's over 30 plus years in the making, and it has been widely successful across the aisle. It ensures that there are lands that are being preserved and access to public lands and improvements to our state parks in all 72 of Wisconsin's counties. It is outstanding. In presentations I have given over preceding months, I have been able to identify in every county invaluable land acquisitions and public lands that have been secured for families to enjoy across the state. And that's really what its purpose is to maintain and preserve and acquire lands for our future, which is invaluable to our tourism, recreation, outdoor enjoyment, and just really makes the quality of life in Wisconsin the place that we want to be. It makes Wisconsin really what it is.
That resonates so deeply with me, Senator Hamish Thinken, because I frequently have talked about on this show, if you ask some Wisconsinites about climate change, you might get one answer. If you ask most Wisconsinites about outdoor recreation, do you spend time with your family and friends enjoying our bountiful natural resources here in the state of Wisconsin, you get a very, very different response, because almost universally, all of us, as you were citing some of those statistics regarding polling about this project, Wisconsinites love our outdoors. We want them protected. We understand that natural resources and recreation is an essential part of Wisconsin's economy, too. It's good for business. It's good for our tax bases. And in order to continue to have that legacy of great natural resources and outdoor recreation, we have to protect and expand our public lands. So with that all as the baseline, we all recreate outside is an essential piece of, I think, our shared Wisconsin identity and values. What's this obstacle that you spoke of earlier, this oversight mechanism that you believe makes the Republican funding bill of the Knowles-Nelson program untenable?
Yeah, thank you. It's really the most important question, and I appreciate you allowing me to explain it. Essentially, the Republican bill that was introduced, again, with good intention, because remember, not one single Republican voted to reauthorize the program during the budget process. So these two Republicans, Representative Kurtz and Senator Teston, introduced a bill to try to also save the program. But what it includes is an oversight mechanism, just a fancy word for how land acquisitions will be reviewed, that would be fundamentally impractical or not workable. It would require certain land acquisitions to go through the entirety of the legislative process, through the Assembly, through the Senate, all its committees and working groups, and ultimately the governor. Sometimes that could take up to a year and a half, 2 years, or get tied up and never happen.
And that
oversight mechanism is what we have worked on in our bill to replace with something that is transparent and accountable. It would be with a Knowles-Nelson stewardship board that would include representatives from both parties, from both the Senate, the Assembly, the DNR, the Natural Resources Conservation Organization, the tribes, just a wonderful mix of citizens. That is really what this type of oversight should be all about anyway, something that's open, transparent, that the public can watch carefully.
And Senator, I'm going to attribute these next comments to me and me exclusively. I want to be quite careful here. I've worked in government for a very long time. One of the things that I advised elected officials frequently about is that oftentimes, while their initial instinct may be that they want every contract or every land deal to come before them for review, that can open up an elected official to all sorts of lobbying and special interests and big money. And that in many instances, that is at a level of oversight detail that is best left to bipartisan committees that also have citizen and interest group representation. In other words, to avoid those untoward pressures from big money, since we still have so much money in politics, it is precisely the type of oversight board that you're describing here, Senator, that actually helps to insulate legislators from the possibility of that outside big money influence trying to push them to not do what's best for Wisconsinites, but what is best for the deep-pocketed lobbying groups, which I am certain would be opposed in many ways, shapes, and forms to the very preservation that the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program is designed to ensure for the benefit of all Wisconsinites, including water access rights. We could talk about what's going on under the hood about that for a long time, but I just wanted people to understand it might sound like you want a legislature in the details of these things, but my opinion, again, this is just my opinion, is that's actually a really bad idea when it comes to conservation of our natural resources and public lands, because of the fact that we have so much money in politics. I'll let you respond or gloss in whatever way that you would like, Senator. And again, I wanted to take great care that those are my comments and not attribute them to you, Senator.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. That has been my understanding as a person prior to this Senate role. And I can see how that would be a challenge with going through an entire legislative process. I also want to talk about something else, which is just real life timing. Try to think of any real estate transaction we've ever had, maybe with buying a house or property, anything that could wait a year and a half or more to be able to proceed. So these opportunities for these fabulous once-in-a-lifetime land acquisitions, like the one that just became available adjoining Devil's Lake. They come up like this, and guess what? If there isn't an opportunity to move quickly and have approval and funding, it goes away. You can't say, I have a contingency on an inspection and financing, and also, by the way, a legislative process through both houses and the governor. So that's just another aspect to it. What we have set up is something that is negotiable. We included as many groups and nonpartisan entities as possible. But again, our bill is very much intended to be a starting point for conversations with the Republicans who crafted their bill so that we can work out a program that can proceed in a bipartisan way. So our committee, this Knowles Nelson Stewardship Oversight Committee, is modeled after other workable ones, like the one already for forestry and for tourism, as you referred to earlier. This is modeled. We can work with it. We can work with the number, the funding. We can work for the over what period of time. We have presented this with thought and good intention to have it be a starting point for discussions, because we know that Wisconsinites want to save this program. So that is really our compass point.
Yeah, so much in your comments, Senator. The first thing I want to point out is, again, this is my characterization. What the state senator just explained is that her bill is a starting point. She has opened the door to legislative Republicans to meet her and negotiate on these various elements of the bill. But what is a non-starter is subjecting this essential program to bogged down, time-consuming, and again, susceptible to lobbying influence legislative processes. The legislatures haven't been moving super fast, whether we're looking at Congress or the state legislature here in Wisconsin. Sometimes that's a good thing. It's a deliberative process. But when it comes to these kinds of opportunities, it could cost Wisconsinites dearly. We're going to take care of a little business on our end. We're going to come back with State Senator Jody Habesh-Sinkin. And we're going to talk a little bit about her background, who she is, and maybe some fun stuff. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll continue this discussion about how we all enjoy our Wisconsin resources on the other side. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.